Without question, we live in a ever complex world, and it's changing rapidly. And how does that affect us? What is the result for our lives and the stress level and the complexity and the joy that we want? Remember, we want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful. We want you free, just like God intended you to be. But sometimes the world or whatever we're dealing with seems to overwhelm that. We love technologies. We love different guests that we can bring on that can help you with this. And this Dr. Patrick Porter, seems to be one of these. And we're glad that Catherine has brought him on. BrainTapTech.com is one website. Also, if you're interested in trying this, you can get a 30-day trial at TryBrainTap.com. TryBrainTap.com. And really, the light, sound, and vibrations of the universe that we are connected to in these bodies, using that technology, then biohack and remake and reshape our brainwaves, because it is the, like he says, the ultimate pharmacy is within us. The ultimate power is within us and encoded in our DNA. Dr. Porter, let's go on and continue our conversation. Let me ask you a few questions. You said, talking about stress, or you're talking about this idea of brain waves, that we've been trained out of doing certain things. Like, you went through a surgery where you had no anesthesia. Tell us how you prepared for that, and what in the world was that like when you were going through the surgery?
Well, in the Silva method, they called it going to level. So when you get out of beta and you can train your brain to have zero beta brainwaves and just have the alpha theta, primarily theta brainwaves, your brain is basically producing so many brain chemicals for pain reduction, you don't feel anything. So when I went through it, I don't remember anything but going in and then coming out, because my dad gave me the suggestion that when the doctor was finished and I was in recovery, that I'd wake up, and that's what I did. I just trained my brain to do that. And our brains are far more, we have such greater potential. One of my favorite stories, a friend of mine went to visit a woman in Florida that had picked a car off her grandson, saved his life. And then she became a recluse. And when they finally got in to see her, they said, "Why did you become a recluse? This is incredible." She says, "Well, I'm 78 years old and I picked a car off my grandson. I feel like I wasted my life. I have all this potential. What could I have done with my life if I'd known it was this powerful?" You know, so think about it. This is a 78-year-old woman that picked the car off the grandson. Our bodies and our brains, if properly motivated, can do incredible things for us. Or if it's negatively programmed or conditioned, it can do negative things for us.
Have you noticed, we'll get into that, have you noticed in our society, whether through music or popular culture or signs or whatever, have you noticed some of that training for the, what would you call it, deregulation of our potential?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's actually books written about the dumbing down of America, because they, I mean, if you think about what's happening, our brain loves patterns, but in order to learn and grow and develop, we need to break those patterns. I mean, it's good to know what the patterns are, and then we can break them, but so many people get stuck in their patterns. Like, they come home and they watch the news, maybe, or they have dinner with their family. They watch sitcoms. They go to sleep. That's their plan all week long. And then they have a job they don't like. I mean, it's incredible. The reality is that more people have a heart attack on Monday morning than any day of the week. And that's because they're not looking forward to where they spend one-third of their life at their job. If you find something you really love, you know, the old saying is, you find something you love, you never work a day in your life. So many people are stuck there because they're told, hey, you should be happy you got a job. You don't need to learn and grow or develop. Just do that job. And they're miserable. So that's going to have an effect on our body.
My wife, this makes me think of my wife in childbirth. We had natural childbirth. We had our children at home. And she did a program called Hypno Babies, where, you know, when she had different music and she had different use over the months preceding, where basically what you're saying, it programmed her to have a good childbirth, have a good outcome. And during the birth, you put on certain music and what have you. And I don't know if she realized it or not. Certainly me watching her, I could totally see she was in kind of semi-trance like state. It was fascinating.
Yeah. We have a program called Stress Free Childbirth. And the person that wrote that book, the editor, was one of my therapists. Who edited
Oh, really?
Hypno Babies. Yeah. So we've helped
wow.
thousands of people. When I trained, like I trained the Texas Rangers. They're the only group that can use hypnosis in law enforcement. And I'm trained in something called neurolinguistic programming. So I train them how to ask the right questions so that under video training, they could get the right responses back from the people. So there's some incredible things, and that's one of the therapies people use to get things done, especially if you're working with a therapist one-on-one.
Now, I've heard of, talked about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I've heard of politicians and stuff and different signals, hand signs, whatever, that they're using. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah. They call them, they're called spatial anchors. And they're trained to do that now. I mean, when somebody's giving a talk, it's all choreographed. Nobody in politics is just doing it off the cuff unless they're just a rookie. I mean, they have people training them that says, hey, this is the way you have to dress, this is the way you have to look, right down to the tie they're wearing. They know these are all things that are going to change a person's perception because of the way that we operate. We operate within our field of vision, sound, and feelings. You know, our senses are what really runs the world. And if they can shift our perception, they can shift our belief system.
Well, you just said a mouthful. I mean, I'm just, we could go into hours just on that subject right there. Talk a little bit more about how do you counter. So let me phrase this question correctly.
The main thing is one of the most, let me just tell you, we have the capacity to set up what I call thoughts that keep on thinking. We have them anyway, but unfortunately, a lot of people have those thoughts that are negative, like I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough. You know, they use the negative things. I never am going to amount to anything. These are messages that are given by our parents, our teachers, our preachers, you know, whatever, that have created limited beliefs. But we can also put positive messages in there that keep thinking. Opportunity. One of the most powerful suggestions that you can give yourself is every day in every way, I'm getting better, better and better. Your brain hears that and it generalizes out to all areas of your life. Ami Cousseau, who is a French psychologist, he's the one who came up with that suggestion. It's been the most powerful message ever given because it generalizes. So think of your brain. We can have negative viruses and we can also have positive, if you want to call them viruses, or I like to call them inoculation. So we're going to inoculate ourselves against stress by doing these brain tap sessions in the morning. We have AM programs that wake people up. We have PM programs that put them to sleep. Most people are taught what to think. They're never taught how to think. So our one of our goals at Brain Tap is to teach people how to think, how to maintenance the memories so they're serving you instead of working against you.
Let's talk about children. I have young children, so this is certainly on my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when they yell to children, you can tell, you know, there's a balance between supporting them and trying to instruct them. And, you know, and I'm always running. And plus, they're little girls, and they got me wrapped around my finger, and I'm just fighting in mm-hmm. my. What are some things that I can do or inject into them that are thoughts that keep on thinking in a powerful way for them?
What I did, and it worked really well with my children, and I do it with my grandkids now, is if they get in trouble, I don't put them in the room and tell them to think about what they did wrong. That's probably the worst thing you can do, because then they go in there, it's like prison. They go in there to figure out how they can get away with it next time. What I would tell them is, I want you to go in your room. I want you to, you know. So what I tell them is, I want you to go to your room, close your eyes, and I want you to tell me three different ways you could have done it differently that would have had a positive outcome right now. And when they have those three different solutions, they'll wow. come back. And this works because the brain, just like a professional golfer, when you're training them, you ever seen a professional golfer hit a bad ball? They get up to the next ball, they usually hit it perfect because they're not carrying that bad shot with them. They've already cleared it out. So what we want to do with our children is teach them they have options. They have choices. There's consequences, and they have choices and actions. So, but if they don't know that they have choices and actions, they just keep doing the same thing over and over again, just like what happens to most adults. And what's great is they'll stop making that same behavior happen because they know, hey, I've got to go in my room and think of three different ways I could have handled that situation that would have had a better outcome. And that's really what your brain wants to know. They thought they were going to get a different outcome. They didn't get it. You know, when they're acting out or they're being in trouble, one of the things we believe here at BrainCap is that every behavior is motivated by an underlying positive intention. It's not that the behavior is going to be positive when it shows up, but the underlying intention is positive. You know, so it's not that they're, for instance, people don't go rob a bank so they can get caught and put in jail. They rob a bank so they can have a better life, maybe take care of their family, you know, maybe do drugs, whatever it is. But it's some positively motivated thing that's happening. Same thing with children. If we can get them to be positively motivated, also one of the things, if you can teach your children to have what we call long-term gratification, what's happened in today's society is we have short-term gratification. We want it now. We want it fast. We want it free. We want a limo to come get us to pick up our winnings. You know, we don't want to wait for anything. But the people that are most successful in life are those that can delay gratification. They've even done studies about this. The children that will delay eating their best foods last, they become the most successful when they grow up. The ones that eat all the best foods first, they're... So what I do with my grandkids, I say, what do you like best? I say, let's save that for later. I just kind of train them to do it. So they start delaying their gratification so that everything they want, they don't just get automatically, because it sets up in the brain the wrong strategy.
Wow.
In life, we don't, you know, there's a commercial I love that came out. The guy's graduating from college. Go, what do you want to do? He says, I want to retire. It's a retirement commercial. You know, well, you can't just do that. You know, you've got to go through all the jobs. You got to work. You got to invest, you know. But most people, the sad part is, most people are retired with no money because they never thought that they'd have to do that. But those people that planned even a dollar a day, they have a nest egg and they can retire. So it's that long-term thinking. If you can teach that to your children, you'll have the most successful children you could ever believe.
What's some other things to teach children, help them have positive self-worth and to, you know, not attract negative in their life?
Well, the biggest thing is get them to become outward focused as far as service to the community. We do a lot of things with, of course, we have a business that helps us to do that, but anything you can do that's outwardly focused, like get them involved in even running 5Ks, but tell them why they're running it. It's not just to run a 5K, but it's to help this organization. You know, get them to understand, because people that have, you know, when most people make a lot of money, they start volunteering. And they realized when they've done the studies with those people, what they found out was when they volunteer, they actually get about $15,000 to $20,000 worth of brain chemicals dumped into their system. And they become addicted to giving and giving back. So they become more, they don't become self-centered anymore. They become community-centered. And we have this great community to live in. So the more you can get your family out there, you know, especially doing it as a family, speaking to them, unfortunately, nowadays, most people eat separately from their kids, but that's a key thing. And to talk about positive things at the dinner table, like what happened to you that was positive today, Joey? What about you, Lily? Tell me a little. You know, you go around the table talking about positive things, and then their brain starts to be conditioned that, hey, when we're together as a family, we talk about positive information. We're not one of those, you know, there's a group of people, all they do is they get together and they talk about how bad the world is. Well, that's like going to dinner with Debbie Downer. You don't want that. You want to be uplifted when you're together as a family. And then the one key thing that most people forget about doing nowadays, because it's so easy to just turn on an iPad or turn on the TV, is reading with your kids. Even when they get older, there's power in them reading out loud, because they're going to learn a skill that most people are afraid to use, which is called public speaking. Now, you're on the radio every day, so your kids might think, hey, I want to be like Dad, and they'll do it easily. But most kids are afraid because they've never been given that in front of their family to speak up and communicate. So getting them to read and express themselves is going to put them a leg up on almost everybody else that they hang out with, because they're never given a chance to speak out loud in front of their peers.
Let me ask you kind of a same but similar but different vein. One of the problems I've had with public schools, and we've had expert on and Charlotte Isherby, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. That's her famous book. But they use called outcome-based education, Skinnerism. We're seeing it, which is nothing more than dog training. And that's one of the biggest problems I have. I mean, forget about the social justice and all that. But this, basically, we're teaching our children to be trained dogs. That's what, are you tapped into that? Do you see that?
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying. We teach people what to think, not how to think. We need to spend more time teaching people how to think. Give you an example. If something bad happens to me, I'm going to figure out what I can do differently so it doesn't happen again. Other people will say, oh, this bad thing happened to me. I must be a bad person. I need to go into therapy, you know, or whatever. It didn't have anything to do with that. It could just be a bad thing that happened. so a lot of people think, they don't think. In other words, they just think, oh, I don't know if I feel good today. Let me turn on the TV and see if the sun's shining and see if I can get out of bed because I'm just getting up on the right side of the bed. They don't, before they get out of bed, they don't take a moment and say, what great things am I going to do today? What wonderful people am I going to help today? How am I going to change the world today? You know, they're thinking totally different. So we've got to get those people that think, thinking is more powerful than anything else in this world. And we have a lack right now of thinkers. We have a lot of followers, so but we don't have a lot of thinkers.
So instead of being creative, we're being reactive. We're growing up, our children are really adults too. We're reactive instead of creative.
Exactly. And that goes,
all right, let me ask you,
when we tune that back into brainwaves, when you're in the alpha theta brainwave, you're in the creative flow. That's where your brain thinks differently. Every great inventor that has ever been written about, from Einstein to Tesla to, all these different people, they all operated in alpha and theta in their creativity. You can't do it in beta when you're in fear. That's the reactive, we call it the reactive mind. You can't, in the reactive mind, you just got to preserve your health. You got to preserve yourself. You feel threatened all the time. There's no creativity there.
Let me ask you, we have about, I don't know, 4 minutes or so left in the interview. I want to have you on again. You are fast. I am loving talking to you. I hope you come on again soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Two, you referenced the book Biology of Belief. We interviewed Bruce Lipton. It's been a little while ago. We probably should have him back on. But talk about biology of belief, this inherent power that seems to be in us, really to direct the world that's been given us, divine or whatever. I don't know. Just discuss that a little bit.
Well, there's a saying that we are the sum total of the five people we hang around with. And what Bruce talks about in his book, and it's true now, science has proven it out, is that our genes, 80% of our genes are turned on or turned off by the foods we consume, the thoughts we think, and the people we hang out with. So the information we're exposed to literally turns on and turns off who we are. 20% is our heredity, so we can blame a little bit on our parents, but we can't blame it all on them. So if we get out there and start thinking differently, they know that through things like brain tap, through meditation, relaxation techniques, like what your wife did with the childbirth, was we can change up to 2,300 gene expressions. There's so many research projects now going on. We have two great research projects going on, one in Gautama University of India and one in Brazil, that is we're taking kids that they think cannot learn, and we're showing them within 10 weeks how we can turn on their ability to learn, and it only takes 4 hours of training. That's what they need to be teaching people in the schools, is how do we turn on, and there's a book I wrote called Awaken the Genius, because I believe that's what happened to me. My dad turned on my innate capacity to learn. And part of that is, as they say, is to be a quizzard. And Bruce will tell you that when you're in that mindset, you have different genes expressing than if you're in a fear mindset or you're in a limited mindset. So we need to open up our brain to the possibility of things instead of opening our brain to the limitations of things. And then we're going to find some great things happening. There's some geniuses out there that are right now being stuffed out because they're believing what's being told to them instead of expressing out of that experience.
What's the biggest lie that the public, you know, adults, children, whoever, are being told that we believe? What's the biggest lie about that's stifling our life?
I think the biggest lie is that some people are intelligent and other people aren't. Everyone has a unique intelligence. It's just finding out what they're gifted at. There's no extraneous pieces in the universe. When God put together this plan, everyone is necessary. Everyone is needed. But if we try to teach somebody who's a fisherman how to be a painter, they're not going to be very good at painting because they're a fisherman. You know, you've got to give them the right tools, the right training, the right experience, and the right expression. And I think our schools are very limited, mainly because of money. You know, we have to do what we can with the money we have. But I think we could be doing a lot better there.
Mm. I talked to you during the break. We're going to be getting some of your technology here and testing it out, and then I'll be able to talk about it more when the next time you come on. I'm just blown away with the potential, and I know innately that the war, whatever the conflict in this world, is a control for that divinity. And if they can, or they, or whoever can harness the power within us, whether we harness it for ourselves or somebody else manipulates in us for their own agenda, that's where all the power lies. That's where the future lies to me. Comment on that. Last thought.
Yeah. Well, I do know that that's true. We're all sharing in this. There's a group dynamics going on here. And we can shift the way we think about ourselves and our planet by shifting about the way we think about ourselves. And that's why I'm saying become outwardly focused. How can we help and serve others? And we're going to find that we're really helping and serving ourselves by doing that.
Mm. So you're basically, you're repeating the Bible. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right. One of our mission statements is we say service to humanity is service to divinity. And if everyone would do that, we would have a much better place to live in. You know, they're looking for some, we have to serve each other to get us all better. You know, we have to all wake up, not just a few of us.
Service to humanity is service to divinity. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. We got just a little time. Last thought is yours. We got probably about a minute or so. Last thoughts.
Well, I think you owe it to yourself to give yourself 10 to 20 minutes a day. Download the Brain Tap, use it for 30 days, and find out how your own neurochemistry and your own thoughts become things by the way we think and act. And we can help you to change whatever negative thought patterns you have, because it's all about rehearsing and practicing. So the best time is now. So let's get started.
TryBrainTap.com. TryBrainTap.com. You can have a free 30-day trial. BrainTapTech.com. You can go there, or BrainTap.com. You can try all these things. Is there a phone number people can call if they don't have internet access?
Yes. They can call 302-721-6677. Also, when they go to the Try Brain Tap, they get a free copy of my book, Thrive Overdrive, as a digital version there. So they can read all about it, read the research and things of that nature.
Well, we need a little, let's have that number one more time, a little slower. We're not quite that quick.
302-721-6677.
Perfect. 302-721-6677. TryBrainTap.com. Dr. Patrick Porter. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm really looking forward to seeing you again, for real. I'll be in contact by email. We'll get some stuff here, and then we'll try to figure out where we're going here. We're going to do something different. Something different. New paradigm.
All right. Sounds really good. Look forward to speaking with you. Thanks for having me on.
God bless.
Have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
There's just so many great people that we've been associated with over the years. Joyce brought onto the show. Now we're carrying forward. This, our next guest is one of them. We see him way not often enough. And I apologize, and I know the audience loves him. Glenn Parnum. From International Health. He's a clinical researcher with advanced studies in hormone biochemistry. He's the director of research, of course, for International Health and the Super Silver. That's where we get Super Silver. Glenn Parnum, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Brother, and very important show today, and I don't want to sound overly doom and gloom, but people better pay attention because one of my specialties, and I've been the director of research for 30 years, one of my specialties is infectious diseases, and that's what we're going to talk about today because if anybody listens to what is called mainstream media that's completely owned by the deep state, the scumbag world rulers, okay, and if you listen to what they're saying, there's a good possibility you could get very sick or your family members and end up dying because we're not hearing a fraction of what's going on at the southern border. I live in Arizona. Go ahead.
Let me pause you right there, Glenn. Let me pause you before you go further. We talked earlier in the news. I doubt you were listening, but earlier we talked, and you can go to Google right now, and you can put in migrants bringing in disease or migrants are spreading disease or something like that. And literally six or seven of the first 10 things that come up in Google are going to explain to you why migrants – help the disease. Migrants are not bringing in disease. People who think this are crazy. So I just want to back up what you're saying. How big this is big. This is very big and very important. Go ahead.
Well, and I've got that article right up in front of me about, you know, how it's being whitewashed. It's being taken off of Google. Okay. That's why. All right. And I'll give you an example. All right. The so-called conservative network, I call them FAU News, F-A-U-X. Fox News was just bought out completely by Disney. Disney is one of the deep state satanic-controlled media companies, okay? And I heard the other day because I'll watch it for the business news. And, of course, Monsanto and Bayer, with their Roundup Ready, just got nailed $2 billion in their third lawsuit. And Fox News was saying, oh, what a travesty of justice. Bayer is a fine company. EPA has never proven Roundup Ready to be unsafe. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The other thing they did, they interviewed the mayor of Yuma, Arizona. Now, I'm in Scottsdale, Phoenix area. So right down at the border, Yuma, Arizona is a 100,000-person city. And they had the mayor on because he had to declare a state of emergency because they have a FEMA-type detention center down in Yuma. And it's being unbelievably inundated with these invaders. And if I step on toes today and offend people, I really don't care. These people are not coming across the border for a better life. We're being invaded, period. And it's been proven. I talk to law enforcement people because a very good friend of mine has a weapon company that he manufactures custom weapons and ammo for law enforcement. And I talk to him all the time. They are getting sick, okay? And if you live in any state along the border, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, your life is at risk. And now they're shipping them all over the damn country at a cost of $16,000 per flight, and they're shipping them into the Midwest. They're shipping them all over the country, okay? So here comes the mayor. He's being interviewed. He's though, you know, we're having to release hundreds of these illegal aliens, and they're robbing and pillaging and raping, and it's overwhelmed the police system in Yuma. Well, they forgot to mention this other thing, because I'm signed up for every email medical site that sends out emails. And in Yuma, one of the contractors who worked at that FEMA detention center, 5 days a week, his job was cleaning out the porta potties. Now, he was in his mid-40s. He had had complete blood workup 2 weeks ago. He caught a bug. He was dead in 24 hours, and they refused to do an autopsy. What the hell's up with that? That is a bioweapon. Nothing kills you that fast except a bioweapon. And they were holding 20 or 30 Congolese people from the Congo, where you have that incredible outbreak of Ebola. They were holding them in a isolation center at the border of Texas and Mexico, and three of them tested positive for a new strain of Ebola. Surprise, surprise.
Let me ask you, from the Congo, how does somebody from the Congo get to the Texas-Mexico border?
Golly. And they couldn't be being flown in on purpose, could they? Your listeners better understand, this is on purpose. They want to declare medical martial law. When they do that, it's already on the books. All a person has to do is go to an internet search engine and type in, what does medical martial law mean, or the history of medical martial law? Because when they declare it, if there is a huge outbreak, you're already having outbreaks all over the country. I am getting calls literally every day, okay? That's why this is not something to take lightly because, well, I'll give you – so when they declare medical martial law, not if, our Constitution gets shredded. And then when you do, and they have biological weapons that have been designed. What killed this contractor in Yuma, okay, so fast in 24 hours, a healthy contractor, and his family is now suing, saying the same thing. Why the hell wouldn't you do an autopsy? Because they don't want to know. They don't want to make it public. And that's why, okay, so how do people protect themselves? Well, Super Silver. All right, and this just isn't about selling product. Is that the only product that they need? No. If they don't build their immune system, they're not going to stand a chance. Our immune system has been so compromised by the food we eat if they're still eating genetically modified foods with the Roundup Ready poison in it, okay, their immune system has been compromised, all right? So what do they have to do? You sell a good probiotic there. They better start taking a very strong probiotic. We have two strengths of the silver, the 40 part per million and the 200 part per million. I would not travel anywhere if you're going to the store, anywhere, and touch any hard surface. That means doorknobs. That means handrails at the mall. You add grocery carts. You have no idea who coughed on their hands and then touched those areas. Put something in between your hand and there. Don't go out without at least the 200 part per million. Comes in a 4-ounce spray, okay? Keep the Super Silver lozenges in stock. If you start to feel anything start to happen with your lungs, because what are these invaders bringing? It's called extremely drug-resistant tuberculosis. And no drug touches it. It costs $500,000 of our tax dollars, okay, to treat these people. And they're invading our country with the worst diseases. Look at California. Typhus is out of control. The homeless population. It's spreading through California.
Trench foot. We talked about trench foot earlier in the show. I mean, it hasn't been around since World War One. It's like 100 years ago we had trench foot.
Exactly. All of these ancient diseases are invading our country, overwhelming our what they call health care. We don't have health care. We have sick care. Okay? That's why, look, go ahead, brother.
Let me go in a little different direction. I know this is a very important issue. I mean, I understand why Glenn's upset. This is not being reported correctly. So we're very glad you're here talking about this. Like that's anything new. Let me ask you about measles. You know, they made this hysteria about measles, which is not even, nobody in the last 4 years, or has it been 4 years, one person has died of measles in America. They act like it's the bubonic plague. And they've gone full force about vaccines about this. Talk about measles. Are they setting us up for something? Are they demonizing the people who want vaccine freedom? Explain that a little bit.
Okay. First of all, I'm 68 years old. I was born and raised outside of Chicago. I remember, and I was the youngest of four children, when any child in our community got measles, the mothers got all the kids together and had a measles party. Right, that's how they did it back in the 50s and 60s. Measles are not dangerous. The CDC has admitted most of the people coming down with measles have had the vaccine and that these illegal invaders are bringing it in. Measles is not deadly. They're setting us up. They want to pump us full of aborted baby cells, changing our DNA in the vaccine. And if anybody out there is pro-vaccine, you want to debate me? You bring your science, and I'll bring mine, and I'll take mine right off of the CDC. The Center for Disease Creation is what I call it. The CDC is a private, for-profit corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet, and they get about $4 billion a year.
Go over a little bit of that. Hey, over a little bit of that. So if we're going to have a little debate here. Go over a little bit of the things that people need to know, because they're getting inundated by the other side. They have no tools to defend themselves. So go ahead and give our audience a little bit of those.
Again, there's so much. Okay, one of the things that I also offer, I do free consultation 6 to 8 hours a day. If people are having disease problems, now, first of all, they need to call up the Power Hour and get stocked up on silver, because I guarantee you when it really hits the fan, and you can feel it in the atmosphere, okay, I call it in the spirit world, we're in for something. Why the hell are we invading Venezuela? It couldn't be because they have the largest oil reserve in the world, and we're down there. Humanitarian crisis. BS. That's a lie. Why are we over poking the stick at Iran? Because we're the lackeys for the Israeli, the synagogue of Satan. Okay, same thing's going on here. Let's put out all of this misinformation about, oh, measles, it's so deadly. and there's only a few hundred cases breaking out. Nobody dies from the measles. Like I said, we used to have measles parties, so you would build up an immunity to it. Okay, and I remember us, all these kids getting, you know, an overnight sleeping party in the same house. Our house was used several times. Okay, we're being lied to. The Center for Disease Control is nothing more than one of the attack industries or companies that Big Pharma uses to push their vaccine poisons. Okay, and I will say this, unless they come to your house with a gun and force you to do it, that's one of the things, if medical martial law is declared, they can go house to house, either throw, if you refuse, they can either throw you onto a bus and take you to what they call a FEMA education center, or shoot you dead with no retribution.
And if now, hold on right there.
Coming,
hold on.
Okay.
Hold back up right there. Back up right there. By constitutional law, they can quarantine you. They can't make you take a vaccine. That's
the
my
hell
understanding.
They can. That's why you're seeing all these laws being passed to take away all exemptions. Okay, they're doing it, and it goes much deeper, which I won't go into. I can tell you they're changing our DNA. Okay. And that's in God's word, exactly what was going to happen. There, and people who say, well, they don't use aborted baby cells, the hell they don't. Look it up on the CDC website.
I know darn well they do.
Okay, so yeah, why would they have that and the dangerous mercury and all these other toxic things? Well, they're completely safe. Really? Then why has the U.S. government paid out over $4 billion in payments to families whose
damages.
Children have been damaged by vaccines. So unless, and okay, you don't think they have plans for door-to-door? UPS just signed a contract. UPS, that they will, okay, deliver vaccines to the house, and a nurse will come in and force you to take it. What's up with that?
Nobody's forcing me to get one. Glenn, listen,
I know.
Nobody's forcing me to get a vaccine.
They want a civil war, brother, and they're going to get it. Okay, they're going
after the
guns. Well,
they'll get one if they try that. I can tell you that right now.
I know. And they want it. That's going to be their excuse for whatever. And what better way than not to have much pushback than to release a biological weapon that they've had for years? Oh, Glenn, you sound like you're a conspiratorial nut. No, I'm a research scientist who's looked into this for decades. We'll use one example, Lyme's disease. Why is it called Lyme's? The first case was in Lyme's, Connecticut. That's not the story. It's Plum Island, right off the coast of Lyme's, Connecticut, the military industrial laboratory for developing germ warfare. And the first scientist doctor after World War II put in charge of that was the Nazi scientist whose specialty was developing germ warfare bespread with fleas and ticks. It's the perfect biological weapon for undermining a complete society, and it's spreading like crazy. They've got the kissing bug on the East Coast that bites you, and they have Chagas spreading like crazy. You've got Zika and all these mosquito-borne things. How easy is it to put these diseases in bugs? They're doing it. So, okay, and this thing with Ebola. Let me guarantee you something. It's already in our country. So is bubonic plague. Okay? And I've got the 2010 when they had that huge outbreak in Africa. And the military medical people called USAMRID, okay, tested a nano silver product against Ebola, and it knocked it out. But they still wouldn't allow the silver products to be shipped into Africa because it's all about big profits. The CDC owns all of the patents on the Ebola vaccines. Are they going to make billions of dollars when they force people to take it? Oh, if you don't take all these diseases are caused by the anti-vaxxers. That's a lie. But that's all you hear on mainstream media. Why are they shutting down more and more sites like you guys? They're being censored because they don't want the truth coming out, And what they have planned for next year with the election is to steal the elections. Why are they handing out driver's license to these illegal invaders? It all, I mean, it's a very big picture. It's got multiple pieces to it. And people have been so dumbed down, because I talk to people all the time, and I send them absolute proof. That's why, look, at if somebody's dealing with a disease, and the doctors may be well-meaning, asking a doctor about wellness would be like calling your plumber and scheduling brain surgery. They're great for trauma. If you have a heart attack or a stroke or a broken bone, you're not going to go to a chiropractor. You're going to go to a trauma center. I have seen it up close and personal with my own family members. What they can do there is miraculous. At a trauma center. The flip side of that, would you please name me one disease that's been cured by Big Pharma? Not one. And they extracted $3.7 trillion last year without curing a disease.
Let's back away a little bit. Obviously, the stage has been set. Let's have a discussion about this one point. And to verify or to go with, if I'm just logically looking at this, the amount of attention that has been put in corporate media, on the internet, social media, my wife's always talking about her brother. He has these tag words for people who don't want vaccines, who want vaccine freedom. It's anti-vaxxers, anti-science, yeah, pseudoscientific religion. I mean, they got talking points straight from some propaganda firm. It's like coming against anybody who is resistant to being forced, their medical choices forced upon them. That tells me that medical choices are about to be forced upon us. I mean, just logically, that's what it tells me. What can people do? What can people do in their home? You talked about Super Silver. What does Super Silver actually do for them?
Super Silver, and we got 55 medical studies. Now, is this all they have to do? No. I mean, if somebody's into high-quality essential oils, you want to make sure that you have a stock of antibacterial, antiviral. Okay, the thing I love about Super Silver, it's multifunctional. It's been proven. And, and that's why I was about to say, I don't care what disease you've been told that you have. If you'll call me at my research office, I'll tell you how to fix it. 480-429-0021. I don't charge for my consultations. They need to call up the Power Hour and start to stock up, because you also have food, don't you not?
Absolutely. Food.
And they don't think there's a famine coming. They got their head stuck in the sand or some other part of the anatomy. What? You have corn growers, like only 30% of the corn's in the ground. We have a coming famine. And the water's been contaminated with glyphosate, the Roundup Ready chemical that the EPA says, oh, it's completely safe. I'll send them an email that shows you the whole list of the foods contaminated with it. So what do they need to do? Okay, they've got to become alert when you go out into the public, because we can't end up staying in our home until there's some kind of a breakout that's deadly. But they just have to be aware. If they're at the grocery store, don't touch the handles of the grocery cart without something in between your hands and the cart, like a handkerchief or whatever. If somebody's behind you coughing when you're standing in line to check out, get the hell out of the line. Don't expose yourself, because if people say, well, I don't live down by the border, I'm telling you, they're shipping them all over the country. They can see that online. And if they believe anything that mainstream media tells them, they're going to suffer where they don't have to.
Now, let me ask you about the Super Silver. You also have a spray version. So, go to the grocery store, you could,
parts per million.
Yeah, you could spray that right on the grocery cart handle or whatever. That would be perfect for that. Then.
Yeah, or just have a tissue or something and spray the tissue and wipe it down. But keep it. Same thing with doorknobs at a mall. Handrails at work, things that, that we don't think of much. It's time to get on, and it doesn't have to be red alert, at least yellow. Be aware of what's going on. Do not perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. God's word is very clear on that. Don't be ignorant of what's going on.
You know, people... people read that verse a lot. That's such a powerful verse. The second part of that verse is, because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. That's the other part of that scripture.
What do you think is going on in the United States?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it's very sad. Okay. But the point being, what can they do? Make sure they're eating good, organic, non-GMO foods. Okay. I've got the book cover from 1958. It's called The Age of Treason. And what we would call a whistleblower scientist, okay? He was told by the satanic elite back in 1958, we are going to add two ingredients to the food supply to achieve our desired ends of making everybody sick and turning men into women. Have they accomplished that? Yeah. It's called estrogen growth hormones and antibiotics.
What were the ingredients?
Estrogen growth hormones. And antibiotics. Estrogen feeds cancer. Estrogen turns men into women. Okay? Antibiotics destroy the gut flora, which is where 80 to 90% of your immune system comes from. Okay? They have depressed. They have turned our blood into toxic fluid. Okay? And, electromagnetic frequencies. Chemtrails. I mean, the list goes on and on. Fluoride in the water. Chemicals, and now 300 million pounds of glyphosate, the Roundup Ready, is now in the water supply. They better get a good water filter that takes it out.
One of the only few, big study by Mike Adams, one of the only few water filters, gravity-fed, that actually take glyphosate out is the DuraFlow filter we sell over at the Power Mall and on NewManna.com.
That's right.
So it's a very important filter. That's the music. That's the way too short. Glenn, fantastic to have you on. Last word is yours, my friend, quickly.
Well, just, call me at 480-429-0021 if you're having health challenges. Call up the Power Hour and start stocking up on the things that we know you're not going to be able to get in the near future.
Awesome.
It's happening.
Yeah, Super Silver.
It's happening.
Oregano and Super Silver are my 1-2 punch. I got them right in my pantry right now. They're always there. Super Silver and Oregano. Always. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you, Glenn.
Care, brother.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea.
Hey,
ideas
thank you,
have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, NewManna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.